shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? Again. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? I will wait for you. Shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? I will wait for you. I will wait for you. I will wait for you. Of the Lord, I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. We set our hope on you. We set our hope on your love. We set our hope on the one who is the everlasting God. You are the everlasting God. We set our hope on you. We set our hope on your love. We set our hope on God. You are the everlasting God.
We're going to sing those words. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. And the phrase coming to mind is, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. And so just lean into that while you sing it, realizing that while you believe, there may still be some doubts. And so just sing it and allow that confidence in the Lord to build up and lean on Him for your faith. Lord, would you increase our faith?
Of the Lord, I will remember. the goodness of the Lord.
One more time.
I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord.
Nope. There we go.
Old things have passed away. Your love has stayed the same. Your constant grace remains the cornerstone. Things that we thought were dead are breathing in life again. You cause your sun to shine on darkest nights. For all that you've done, we will pour out our love. This will be our anthem song. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we found their hope. The orphans now have a home. All that was lost has found its place in you. You lift our weary head. You make us strong instead. You took these rags and done, we will pour out our love. This will be our anthem song. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one our hearts adore. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one our hearts adore. Hearts adore. Hearts adore. Hearts adore. Our devotion poured out on the feet of Jesus. Our affection, our devotion poured out on the feet of Jesus. Our affection, our devotion poured out on the feet of Jesus. Our affection, our devotion, pour out on the feet of Jesus, pour it out. Our affection, our devotion, pour out on the feet of Jesus. Our affection, our devotion, pour out
one more time. You are the one. You are the one our hearts adore. Go ahead and just lift up your prayers of adoration to him, the only one who is worthy. I'm really feeling pushed to just share something here that I was sensing when I was worshiping to this song earlier today, along the lines of, as we go into gratitude, where it says, I know it's not much, you know, the praise that I have to offer, but I have nothing else fit for a king. And, you know, at one point, it's the best thing that we have to offer God. But at the same time, he is worthy of so much more than anything that we're able to give him. And it is such a small offering for such a mighty God. And something I've wrestled with over the years is perfection, even in my worship. And not, like, the musical piece, you know, sometimes comes out. I don't think it was an accident that I just, like, really hit the wrong chord at the one point when I was already reflecting on that this morning. But also the like the heart of worship and just worshiping like in the right way. Am I singing the right words? You know, am I doing the right things? Am I checking all of the right boxes and perfection in that sense? And so as I was worshiping this morning, I just, you know, felt the Lord really saying, like, I perfect your praises. Like, he is the one who perfects our praises. There is nothing that we can do to make them perfect. And so in that, as we go into this song, I really just want to encourage you to come in your imperfections to the Lord and just offer them to him. All he wants is your heart. And hold nothing back. Trust in his blood to cover over your imperfections.
Except for a heart singing, oh.
I've got just one move. With my arms stretched wide, I will worship you. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know it's not much. I'm nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We give you all the praise and the glory, Lord. Don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. You've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. You've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up. Lord, we lay it all at your feet, all our affection, all of our devotion. Lord, we come as we are, entrusting you and you alone to change us. And so we ask for transformation in your presence this morning, Lord, that we may look more and more like you, that we may become more and more like you. So by your Spirit, through your word, would you speak to us, Lord, and give us ears to hear? In your name we pray. Amen.